An 83-year-old international folk dancer, Bob Pearson, from Bloomington, is out there to prove that age is just a number. Pearson teaches various dance forms with origins in countries across the world at the Twin Lakes Recreation Center and the Bell Trace Center in Bloomington.
And I've had this group going for 52 years, ever since I came to Bloomington in 1965 on a job transfer. I started it.
Currently, Pearson's students mostly include people from the elderly community, and the youngest among his students is 57 years old. The dancing sessions typically last for 1.5 hours from 1:30 to 3 p.m. at the Rec Center. He teaches at the Bell Trace Center from 7:30 to 9 p.m. on 2nd and 4th Thursdays only.
Maybe I lean rather largely toward Eastern Europe. I like the Eastern European dances. Bulgaria, Yugoslavia, Greece.
Pearson carries a pouch full of cassettes of country music, which he plays using a music player donated by the family of one of his students.
It was donated by the family of a lady who danced with me for 35 years, Janice Kuntz.
Pearson also has a daily sign-in sheet to keep track of his students. He has been involved with dancing since he can remember.
Oh, I danced as long as I can remember. I danced with my grandmother in our house for as long as I can remember when I was a little kid like that. And then I started taking ballroom dancing lessons when I was 5 years old. And I was teaching that by the time I was 16 years old.
With the total number of students attending his sessions declining over the years due to age-related problems, Pearson fondly recollects the time he started these sessions in 1965.
This used to be a big group. We met 50 years ago at the high school gymnasium on the northwest side of town. One time I counted 85 people there. Big group. And now it's down to nothing.
Pearson and one of his students, Bo Stewart, even showed us a few of their dance moves as they grooved along for the following tune from Poland. Pearson shares the reason behind his thirst for dance, though he has never been involved in competitive dancing.
Oh, I just thought it was a good thing for people to do.
Yeah.
You know, one study indicated that people who dance live on average 12 years longer than people who don't dance. And I'm 83 years old now. And all of the men in my family before me were dead by 70.
He and his late wife, Maida, used to be dancing partners when they were young. She passed away in 2007 at the age of 78. He carries a photo of both of them dancing to Finnish music in his wallet. One of his students, 98-year-old Mac Fleming, recently moved from Bloomington to California.
The yeah. Indiana University Press just published a book of his photographs taken during the Second World War in Germany in 1945. Beautiful book.
Stewart has been attending these sessions from 2014 and shares her opinion on them.
He's a good teacher, you know me. Yeah, really, really, I get a lot. I know, I think around the 30s I learned, you know, 30 dances. I was the beginning, I don't know about nothing about the dance, you know, and I just come here, try. I said, maybe, and he said, you can walk, you can dance.
Reporting for WFHB, I am Arjun Balasundaram.